怎么样？可能是没来。你是不是在试试？可以pronounce it slightly differently. Advent. Yes. That's right. So we're in the season of Advent. Okay.
Are you doing Easter
on
a visit
school? Yeah. I'll be there. On Tuesday. Yes. Bring another one. Okay. So, Advent. Okay, so you weren't expecting to learn some Latin this morning when you came to church, but there we are, two words. Ad, to, vent, come. You know, veni, vidi, vici. Remember the one that Caesar said when he came to Britain? Okay, so quite a few of the English words that we have start with ad. Can you think of any of those words?
Addition.
Addition. What's that? Adverb. Yeah. Connected with a verb. Adverb. That's right. What are you going to say? Adore. Admire. Admission. Admit. Yes.
Adventure.
Yeah, that's the same, isn't it? Adventure. In other words, something exciting is coming. What are you going to do? Yes.
Admire.
Not really good hearing.
Admire.
Yeah, that's right. Admire. So, plenty of words which use those two words connected together. So it's all about expecting something to come along, and. Of course, we've been thinking, haven't we, about the signs that would be there to show what was coming or who was coming. And those road signs that Joshua showed us are signs that we find on the road everywhere, aren't they? To show us, to guide us, to warn us of something that's round the next bend or something that's coming we need to be aware of. And those signs say, watch out, look ahead, there is something coming that we need to think about. Or someone coming. Now I do remember being at school many years ago, and I was a little older than you, actually. We all knew that a very special person was coming to the school because the school was making preparations. Parts of the building were being painted, gardening work was being done, we could feel a buzz about the place, and we were told that we would have to dress up in a certain way, we'd have to be smart and clean, and what to say, what to do, and everything. Ready for a special visitor to our school. And we thought, this is really exciting. Who's going to come to our school? And I have a picture, actually. It's a bit old picture. But there, I think I'm taking that picture, actually. So, can you see anybody special in that picture? Dressed in a lovely lemon. Dress. Very good with the dress. Who would that be?
Is there a
yoga
picture?
A young picture. An old picture. Yes. Can you see the queen there? The top. Yeah, very exciting. And there was plenty of preparation to prepare us for this great day. In fact, she came more than once, if I remember rightly. So. So there we are, and we knew because of the preparation months before her arrival. So God was saying when Jesus was coming into this world, he wanted to make sure that he never missed this one. This is so important that he gave lots and lots of warnings and guidance and preparation beforehand. And you will find those all the way through the Bible. And when people said to Jesus, who are you? He kept saying, read Moses, read the early books. It's all about me. So,
how would we know
which baby would be the right one? Because so many are born into the world every day, aren't we? How can we tell which way to go? Well, the star was in the sky, wasn't it? Well, let me ask you some questions. Can you think, you're going to remember, you're going to know when your birthday is, but can you Do you know where you were born?
Queen Elizabeth
Hospital. Okay, so think about where you were born. Think about where you live. Think about the kind of job you'd like to do later when you're a bit older. Think about some of the things about your life. What would you think if I found something that was written down that said all those things in detail? You'd be amazed, wouldn't you? Something really supernatural was going on here. If I can write down or find something written down about all those things. Well, so it was with Jesus. His birthplace, where he would live after that, who he would be, what he would do, how he would die, and even what would happen after he died, were all written down many, many years before. And just to give you some impact, some impression of those things, I've put them on a list here. Here are all the things in the Old Testament that were written to tell us that we may not miss this one. You can miss lots of things in life, but God is saying, don't miss this one. It's too important. Now, to say where somebody's going to be born and what you're going to do, statistically, is pretty unlikely. But if you've got all of these, it has to be supernatural. And so God wanted us to be doubly sure, triply sure, again and again, so there may be no doubt that this is God's answer. This is the one that we are to look to. And so, for example, here, remember that first one? All right, he was born in Bethlehem. He didn't live there, everything lasts from that. He was just visiting, wasn't he? And he was born, the shepherds were told to go to a stable and find him lying in a manger there in the stable. And then he went off to live in Nazareth. And it was predicted that he would be living there. He'd also go around and he would help people and he would heal people. And it was said that he would be a king, but he would be a very different kind of king, unlike any other kind of king. And he would come. Work out what this one is. There we are. On this outside, there we are. On a donkey. And I'm not very good at drawing animals. If I drew a donkey, it'd end up looking like a horse. So I put one here. Well, as they entered the capital city, there was Jesus riding on a donkey, a very different kind of king. And those crowds that cheered him were very soon, many of them later, a week later, to be shouting, "Crucify him, kill him." Even though nobody could find anything wrong with what he had done. How unfair it was. They made up false charges and they sent him off to die. And they treated him like the worst of criminals. They hit him, they spat on him, they mocked him, they ridiculed him. They mocked him so much that his back was raw and he was half dead. He couldn't even carry his cross. Well, there's the cross, but it's not quite complete because I want to use that to show us why this king had to die. And that was explained hundreds of years before as well, the reason why he would die, that he would be a sin carrier. He would be somebody who would take someone else's sin and put it onto himself and take it away, carry it away, a bit like that scapegoat in the desert that was taken off and disappeared out of sight. And that's why he suffered and died, for the punishment, the guilt that I should be having for my failings and my sins and my wrongdoings. And in fact, sin is there in all of us. We're born with an inclination to do wrong. We cannot change the way we are. It's wired into us, sin. Selfishness, pride, greed, hatred, lack of love for God, lack of love for other people, thinking bad things, doing bad things. Sin is part of the way we are since the fall in the Garden of Eden, since Adam and Eve disobeyed God. We all share in that corruption of our hearts. And I know that one day I'll have to explain to God, because I'm responsible for what I do, and you too as well will have to explain to God. There will be a day and the appointment that no one will miss. I know often we don't like appointments, we miss them, but here's the appointment that no one will miss. We will have to explain everything that's happened, everything we have done, all we have said, every careless word will be have to give an accounting for before this holy God. And so we often talk about justice, but justice actually, for me, if I've done wrong, for you, if you've done wrong, is bad news. Because that means God is going to have to send you to punishment, send you down. And that will be dreadful. That will be really, really dreadful. And that's what it means to be saved. Be saved from the punishment that we deserve. All of us deserve. And that's why Jesus died on the cross. And he took that punishment in my place, instead of me. He took it for me. And so what separates us all from God, naturally in this world, is that we are born away from God, we are born sinful, and yet Christ can remove that barrier, the barrier that separates each one of us from our Maker. Through the cross, he can connect us, reconnect us, make us at peace one with God. So that's a wonderful thing, to have peace with God. So much of what people do in life is looking for a peaceful heart. It's not found anywhere except through Christ and his work on the cross. A clear conscience, peace with God, and a changed heart. It's wonderful. So that was all written down in the detail. Let's put that word up there. And yet he didn't stay in the tomb, did he? So again, it was predicted many years before. After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. He would be alive again, and he would be alive forever to live and to change people's lives, conquering death and saying, there's a way through, and I've done it, and I've gone ahead. And if you follow me, you too can have a resurrection body like I did. So some wonderful things, all laid out in all the detail, so that we may have no doubt that this is God's answer. This is the only way at all. So that's what Advent means, is to get ourselves ready for somebody who is coming. Now, we all have big questions in life. Small questions, big questions. Life's often about how we respond to questions. But I would say to you, as I finish now, the biggest question that you face in life is, what will you do with him? What will you do with him? That question won't go away, because one day God will demand you to explain what you did with him. Did you see the obvious and turn to him and follow him? Did you make that right choice to forsake what we cannot hang on to for something we cannot lose if we have him? That is the big, big choice you have to make in life. And we don't want to get it wrong, because you may just get one go. And when you're young, now is the time to get yourself on the right track with Jesus. So we commend him too. That's what Christmas is really all about, getting ready for the Saviour Son who came into this world.